So what a busy week it was. Taylor Swift, Harry Styles breaking up, and Britney Spears kind of with a breakup of her own. We'll chat about that right now with Life and Style Weekly. Recap of the week that was. Senior reporter Laura Lane. So Britney Spears and the X Factor. Is she going to be back next season, Laura, or no?
She will not be back next season. She has left X Factor, and it looks like she could be heading to Sin City.
Now, what's the deal with this Vegas residency that she might be in the works with?
So we've heard from very, very close sources to Britney Spears that she's been in big talks with a major casino to possibly do a Celine Dion type of deal there, which would be huge. We all know Celine Dion recently renewed her residency in 2011, where she got over $100 million for 220 dates. I mean, we're talking a lot of money.
I think Vegas is a perfect fit for her and the type of show that she puts on as well, because it's not really about the singing with her. It's more about the dancing and almost burlesque-like to it. I mean, heck, on her last tour, she was giving lap dances to, you know, Pauly D and Joe Jonas and everybody. So she could do that in Vegas and it would fit right in. Absolutely. Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane here on The Ralphie Show. Of course, the other big news with Taylor Swift and Harry Styles calling it quits. And that didn't take too long. I mean, we were joking tongue in cheek earlier in the week. Oh, how long are we going to have to wait to hear the breakup song? And now Taylor Swift has already returned to the studio, Laura?
How funny is this? I mean, I knew this was not, I mean, not I knew. We all knew that this relationship was not going to last that long, but it was such a cute little pop romance. Of course, they broke up. They had their, you know, big, huge breakup, and she stormed off the British Virgin Islands. Mm-hmm. And then she mysteriously tweets yesterday, back in the studio. Uh-oh. She tweeted the uh-oh. I'm not saying uh-oh. She
right.
tweeted the uh-oh, which is right. saying, that's basically what Harry Styles needs to be saying is, uh-oh,
yeah.
I'm going to have a song about me.
Yeah, she's saying, uh-oh, I'm about to put another million in my bank and sell all these records, but...
Exactly. I mean, how big is this song going to be? Every girl is going to get this song, especially knowing that it's written about Harry Styles. I can't wait to hear it.
She'll receive some backlash from directioners, too, over it. And something I've been hearing from a lot of directioners and a lot of people that follow this, and I'll put you on the spot here before we wrap up. Do you think this was all one big publicity stunt? Do you think they actually liked each other, or was it just because, you know, One Direction obviously was doing a lot of stuff in New York at the time, and Taylor had the album coming out?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, she's gorgeous. He's a cute guy. They're both big pop stars. I mean, when you're that famous, it's kind of like, you know, when is it really natural and when is it kind of, you know, this made up thing of what should I do, you know? So I think it was probably a little bit of both. It definitely didn't hurt either one of their careers, and she'll get the backlash. But as we've learned with her before, any press is good press. People love when they, you know, trying to guess which song she'd written about Jake Gyllenhaal and John Mayer and Joe Jonas. And This is just another one that's going to only do really big things for her.
All right. Read about those stories and much more with Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Laura Lane. Have a great weekend.
You too.